Hello and welcome to Pinot Perfume. I am your host, Sarah Chacon, and I'm dying right now. As you may or may not know, I have another podcast that I do with my friend Jenna, who's been a guest on this podcast a few times now, and it is called Savoir Shade. It's an Emily in Paris recap episode, and we usually record on Sundays as well. Sundays is like my podcasting record day because I usually don't have anything going on and I can devote time to this hobby. So we usually record on Sundays. We recorded a banging episode. Like, the banter was on. We were, you know, jiving. I mean, it was funny. We went on this whole tangent about hating influencers and also about the Hallmark Christmas movies we have watched so far, because we both just are like leaning in early this year. And unfortunately, something happened to the audio when Anchor was processing it after we got done recording it. And it sounded like, it's super weird. Like, after the 30 minute, up until like the 28, 29 minutes in, it's fine. And then Jenna actually gets cut off. Like, I don't know if she lost reception on her cell phone, but something happened. And then once she gets back is when the audio starts to go south. And it's like, it's these weird, awkward, long, pregnant pauses. And then she'll start reacting to something that I hadn't said yet, because that's just how the audio was processed. And then there's moments of like, we're both just like laughing like insane people, because it's on a delay. And so what we're laughing at hasn't been said yet. It's weird. We sound like two socially awkward people trying to do a podcast together. And it's so strange. Like, I had her log in and listen to see if she felt comfortable posting. And we both decided to just re-record tomorrow, which is Monday, because we both took Thanksgiving week off of our respective jobs and we had nothing else better to do. So we're going to re-record tomorrow, but we're going back and forth. I had her listen to the audio to see what she thought. And she's like dying laughing, because she goes, it just sounds super odd. It just sounds so funny, which it does. And so, you know, we're going back and forth. I had like tears at one point, just crying, laughing so hard at this fucking podcast audio. So I was on a roll. I was doing, you know, had some good laughs on my third glass of wine. And now I feel like my podcast mojo is slowly going. I'm just want to just do it and get it done. I'm trying to think. Yeah. I will talk about Speak to the Hallmark movies. I usually wait until after Thanksgiving to lean into Christmas, just because, you know, in America, we have Halloween, October 31st, Thanksgiving, which this year is November 26th, so it's usually late November, and then Christmas time. And so I try to give each holiday their moment before jumping to the next one. But this year's been so weird that I just said, fuck it. So I've been watching a lot of the Hallmark movie Christmas channels, the ones on Lifetime, the ones on Netflix, like all of it. And I gotta say, they are so ridiculous, but I love them. I finished watching The Princess Switch 2 yesterday afternoon, which was a gem. I have not seen The Princess Switch 1. This is with Vanessa Hudgens. Also, she's also on another Christmas movie on Netflix called The Night Before Christmas. Night spelled K-N-I-G-H-T, about a medieval knight that gets transported to modern day times. Yes, it's a real plot. Yes, you should watch it. Don't even hesitate. But yeah, so I guess I never seen the first Princess Switch, but apparently Vanessa Hudgens' character enters like a bakery contest. She's a baker in Chicago, because all of these Christmas movies, the ones that I've seen, take place in Chicago. It's like the new New York. It's weird. But apparently she's a baker in Chicago. And then she goes, I think, to Montenegro, some like vaguely European country, enters a Christmas baking contest there, finds out that the princess over there looks like just like her, like her spitting image. So apparently they engage in some shenanigans. They switch places. I don't know why. This is where I'm fuzzy because I've not seen this. But blah, blah, blah. American Vanessa Hudgens ends up marrying a prince over there. And then your vaguely European Vanessa Hudgens ends up marrying American Vanessa Hudgens' business partner, Kevin. In The Princess Switch 2, there's three Vanessa Hudgens. The third one, you've got American, you've got vaguely European, and then you've got Eurotrash Vanessa Hudgens. It's exactly like it sounds. Shenanigans. They do the whole switcheroo. There's a twist because the Eurotrash cousin is also switching. It's just, it's a good old-fashioned fun. Especially this year, I just want an escape. I don't want to think about it. I don't want anything too real. I don't want to watch anything that's like in a dystopian future. I don't care about that shit. I want to watch, you know, a cast that's not very diverse, engage, which, not because I hate people of color, I don't, but it's, they all have like the same, there's not, it's not a diverse cast. Like, granted, in The Princess Switch, Vanessa Hudgens' business partner is Black, a Black man, and he has a daughter, and I don't know Vanessa Hudgens' ethnicity, actually. What is her ethnicity? Ethnic background, okay. I'm also three glasses of wine, and I just typed in a bunch of equal signs. So I guess her dad is basically, I mean, he said it's Irish, French, and Native American descent. And her mom was a native of the Philippines. Okay, so I don't know if she identifies as a person of color, but I would say I'm going to go out on a limb. She's probably not white. She's not full white, but that's probably the exception. I will say the Netflix originals have more of a diverse cast than like the Lifetime ones. But either way, I want to see a cast that may or may not be homogenous looking, go through ridiculous scenarios like waking up in Christmas villages, inheriting Christmas villages, getting a Christmas puppy, walking dogs, marrying royalty that apparently has nothing better to do. They can just go gallivant without bodyguards and the general public, and people will leave them alone. I want to watch them all meet and fall in love and just really not embody the spirit of Christmas, but embody a spirit of Christmas. That's what I want to do. So I make no apologies for just leaning in this early in the game this year, because I think anything small that can bring us a little bit of joy in this shit show of a year needs to be recognized and just accepted. That was a long pregnant pause, because I had to take a drink of my wine that I mentioned to already. I am drinking a Cab Sauv. It is a Costco box wine. I do not give a shit. Is it trashy? Maybe. Is it cheap? Absolutely. It doesn't taste bad, though. And let's be real. I mean, unless you're a fucking sommelier and that's your job, anything after $10, you can't tell the difference. I mean, I think the box wine is the equivalent of like three wine bottles. And I think it's like $19.99 at Costco. Honestly, I can't tell the difference between this and like a $50 bottle of wine. It all tastes the same. I mean, you know, but unless you're drinking like Sutter Home or Woodbridge, then yeah. But, you know, after the price tag goes beyond 10, I can't tell a goddamn difference, and I doubt you can too. And if you can and you're bougie and you look and you judge me for drinking some cheap boxed wine, all I can say is, in the spirit of the holidays, fuck you. Let me love what I love. Let the heart want what it wants, what it wants. I am off the rails. I am also super tipsy, so this is an episode maybe you want to skip. But with that said, we're going to get into Scent of the Week. All right, so Scent of the Week is my fragrance husband. It's by Killian, and it is Love Don't Be Shy. Now, this is the perfume that made Rihanna famous. This is from his, I guess, luxury line, as opposed to his Young Love line, which I guess is his more quote unquote affordable line, which you can buy in Sephora. His luxury line is way more expensive. And you can't really buy, you can buy it on Sephora online, but you can get it in high end department stores, but you can't just like walk into Sephora and test it out, at least not yet. And I'm not saying not yet because I know something. I'm just assuming, you know, never say never. So I got Love Don't Be Shy because my first fragrance that I bought by him was Princess earlier this year, and I really liked Princess, and I still love it. It's got the marshmallow, the matcha green tea, and the ginger. That's what's advertised anyway. It's just a great gourmand. It's not super sweet. The matcha and the ginger ground the marshmallow, and I read that Love Don't Be Shy also has that marshmallow note. And it has, and I guess the way this composition is, it's kind of reminiscent of candy floss, which is actually just cotton candy. I had to look that up because I have never used the term candy floss before. And so I was intrigued. So unlike Princess, which has that aforementioned matcha and ginger, this is actually set against a backdrop of white florals. So here, the key notes are neroli, orange blossom, and marshmallow. And the description from the By Killian website is as follows. So the inspiration, they say it's exhilarating, unforgettable. Love Don't Be Shy implores you at the opening with tender orange blossom absolute. The fragrance story, first love's innocence makes itself known with juicy honeysuckle and plush rose, softly caressed by the sweetness of luscious marshmallow sugar accord, satisfying the craving pang of new love. A warm amber base lends a pulsing touch of sensuality, hinting the possibility of soon knowing another soul inside and out. And this is in the olfactive family of narcotics. His luxury line, he divides up. I think there's narcotics, there's cellars, and there's something else. And so it groups like fragrances together. So Killian, you know, the company puts this under narcotics, which is described as from rose to tuberose, from orange blossom to gardenia, Killian flowers are composed like a narcotic dependence. The perfumer behind this is Kalise Becker. Now I was really wanting to try this, and because again, I love Princess, and I do like this one. But I think I love Princess more, and I don't know if it's just because I smelled Princess first, and that just has my heart, or what it is. And this is not—I will say—this is not a bad scent. This is a perfectly fine. It's a great scent, especially if you like sweet gourmands. This is going to be like right up your alley. It does have the appearance of like the appearance. It does smell like cotton candy, just an elevated version of it. So, if we're going to go on cotton candy notes, if pink sugar, for instance, that smells straight up like cotton candy. If you want its more sophisticated older sister, I would characterize Love Don't Be Shy as that. It's got that marshmallow note that's very prominent. And to me, I don't detect the orange blossom. It just all smells like florals. But again, I mean, my nose is part trash. Like, I'm getting better at discerning like different notes, but honestly, I'm not a perfume. I'm not in the industry. I'm not a nose. I'm not a perfume composer. So I'm just a person who loves to smell good. So cut me some slack. The striking difference between, outside of the smell, obviously, the big difference between this and Princess is the price point. Now, they recently came out with a 7.5 milliliter purse spray, which is what I got. That is $48. It is currently sold out on the website, which I'm really glad that I got it when I did. His full bottle, I think it's 50 mil. It's refillable. He also, the By Killian line, I don't know if Young Love, I don't think the Young Love line is refillable, but the luxury end of this is refillable. So that's cool. It's very eco-conscious in that way. But it's also very expensive. The 50 mil, you're looking at $240. And while $48 is expensive for a purse spray, especially if you're going to do the whole like cost per milliliter math, then yeah, it's a lot. But I can part with $48 and be fine. I think it's a safe, for me, $48, I felt better parting with that on a blind buy than I would $240. And I like this. Now, my husband's not a fan of this this scent. He says it smells like cheap Halloween candy. That was what he said when I asked him about it. When I first got this, I was like, hey, you know, what do you think of this? And he's like, oh, it smells like cheap Halloween candy. Not in a good way. And so then I wore it again, didn't tell him. And without being prompted, he's like, oh, you're wearing that cheap Halloween candy perfume again. So he's not a fan. I am. But yeah, I think out of the two, if I had to pick between this and Princess, I'm going to have to go with Princess. I just love, overall, I love that composition a little bit more. But this one's good too. It's just different. Once I finish this up, because I am kind of ripping through this perfume spray, this travel spray. Once I finish this up, will I repurchase it? Probably not right away. It's not something that I'm dying to have in my collection again. Like, I'm glad I got to try it out, and it is so good and delicious. But again, I mean, if it was between running out of this and repurchasing it and running out of Princess and repurchasing it, I definitely would repurchase Princess, like, in a heartbeat. I love, love, love that fragrance. And Love Don't Be Shy is good. I love it, but not as hard as Princess, if that makes sense. So that's, you know, kind of a high barrier to entry there. For projection-wise and longevity, I would say projection on me, I would give it like 30 minutes. Then I can smell it. Then after that, I do have to like try and smell it. Like, it does kind of sit a little bit close to the skin. Longevity, I think it's about 4 hours. It's probably not, you would probably have to touch up if you probably wouldn't get it. Let me phrase that. Sorry. The wine. The Costco wine. It's probably not going to get you through a whole work day. You probably would need to touch up midday if you're into that. And this perspire makes it easier. And you would have to touch up if you wanted to go out again at night. So it's not, on me, it's not very long lasting at all. Actually, let me touch up now because I want to smell like cotton candy. Which, Tim, I think so far, like, all I have tried from the Killian line has, from Killian, the brand, is Love Don't Be Shy and Love Don't Be Shy Princess and Black Phantom, and they kind of all have the same longevity, is about 4 to 5 hours. I think the fact that it isn't so loud, like in terms of projection, and it does sit a little bit closer to the skin, I think that's good, because I think if it were a loud fragrance, it could be a little bit overwhelming because it is very, very sweet. Like, it's, I would call it tooth-achingly sweet. And if you're not into that, if it were a super loud fragrance, I see it could get cloying real quick. It could be overwhelming. So I think in this case, the fact that it's more tame works to its advantage, because I wouldn't want this to be louder. Some fragrances I do, this one I don't. I don't really have much more to say than that. And like I said, it's not a bad fragrance at all. It's quite a nice fragrance. And I'm glad I was able to purchase this before it sold out on the website. I'm sure they're going to restock. It's like their most, you know, famous fragrance. So I'm glad I got my hands on it. I would love if they were come out with Black Phantom, also perspire. I would totally get that in a heartbeat. Actually, let me look. Now I'm on the Killian's website. This is probably not going to be like the best episode I've come out with. Just a heads up, because I'm everywhere. Third glass of wine in, everywhere, every which way but loose. It is zipping and zapping. Okay, so let me, hold on. So yeah, so his, I know I alluded to his classifications of his perfumes earlier. So he's got the fresh, he's got the narcotics, the cellars, the smokes, and the liqueurs. Let me see, perfumes, Black Phantom. Does he have, no, he's got a refill, 1.7 ounce refill, 195. Yeah, they haven't come out. It's, I think, to my knowledge, the only scent that they have in the perspire is Love Don't Be Shy. Now, I don't know if this was a test, since this is probably the most recognizable and the most popular fragrance of theirs. Maybe they were testing out with that and then are going to roll it out to the other fragrances. I don't know. I hope so, because it's a really good, more inexpensive way to get your hands on it, unless, you know, if you want to buy something and you don't want to get a sample or a decant. If I were to rebuy, I definitely would probably just rebuy the purse spray again. I don't know if this is full bottle worthy for me, both because of the cost and I don't know, like the purse spray I think is enough. It's going to last me a little bit. Like I am ripping through it, but I also rotate through my fragrances pretty well too. So, and I don't think I'm going to wear this all in the fall, because I think I would say this is probably more of a springtime scent because of those white florals. And because it is lighter, it's not as heavier, it's not as darker as some of the perfumes that I would classify as a fall winter would be. But I've been wearing this here and there because I, you know, when I just get that itch to smell like a sexy treat, I will spray this or Princess on and I try to rotate them through. So I think this will last me for a while. I don't anticipate like using it up and, you know, in the next month or two. But once I will, I probably will repurchase eventually, not right away. And I'll repurchase the purse spray. Now, I do think that with Killian, it's always best to sample first, because you can get samples at an affordable price, and he has samples you can order on his website. But they're not, it's weird because they only have a certain amount that you can sample, which is so strange to me. So he has, you can sample Vodka on the Rocks, which I think, so when I got this perfume, a good upside to ordering directly from the By Killian website on this was I got free shipping. I don't think there's a minimum amount. It was free shipping on all orders in the U.S. And you get two free samples and they choose those for you. So I think I got Vodka on the Rocks and Moonlight in Heaven, which I can't wait to try out. You can also pick Dangerous Liaisons, Black Phantom, Forbidden Games, and Bamboo Harmony. But he's got so many other fragrances that I want to try. I don't know how much it is for samples. Yeah, but whatever. But I think you do, let's see, you can choose 5 1.5 ml samples. We're just going to say that. From any of our perfume collections for $20 and receive $20 towards your purchase of a full-size Killian fragrance. So there's that too. With something that's as expensive as Killian, I think sampling is the best way to go. Or if you're like me and you can stomach parting with $48 and you really want to try Love Don't Be Shy, it's not bad. If you like sweet scents and if you like gourmand sweet scents, I think it'll be a good blind buy. If you don't like those, you're kind of on the fence, definitely sample first. I'm going to stop rambling now. I think I covered all the boxes of my reviews. Projection, longevity, you have to reapply. Price, it's up there. Yeah, I'm going to stop rambling and we can get into fragrance in the news. All right, fragrance in the news. I'm trying to work on slowing down my words. I know I talk quickly, especially when I've been drinking, but you know what? We're all in this together, like in that High School Musical song, and if you don't like it, you have my permission to just switch off to another podcast episode, because they can't all be winners. Okay, so I've got some light ones. You know, I'm not, like I said, I'm 3 glasses of wine in, so I'm not trying to like read anything in depth relating to fragrance. So we got some light and fluffies. First article is from whowhatwhere.com, and it's going over like the 10 best Christian Dior perfumes, which, fun fact, I don't own any Dior perfumes. I did own a deluxe sample of Miss Dior EDT, which I really liked. I think I got it with a Sephora purchase, and then I finished that up, and then I haven't gotten anything else. And really, like, I like Miss Dior EDT, and I would probably buy it at some point, just like I love, really liked J'adore. I'd probably buy that at some point, but like I mentioned in last week's podcast episode, I think it was, your girl has got a shitload of springtime florals. This bitch right here loves a springtime floral. I didn't realize how many of those florals that I have. until I just like really took a good hard look at my collection. And I'm like, you know what? Let me use up some of the florals that I already have in my collection before I go purchasing some other ones, because they make up, I would say, a good 90% of my collection. Now, you know what? I would say, yeah. 90% of my collection. Okay. Well, no, I would say 80% of my collection, 10% are the, you know what? 90% of my collection. No, 80% of my collection. 15% are probably my fall winters, because they're up there too. And then 5% are like my summers. I don't know why I just made a whole big deal about that. Trying to do buzzed math. No bueno. So here we go. Number 10 is Bois d'Argent. I think this is from their like private line. I don't know what it's called. Because you know how like Lancôme has like Maison Lancôme? It's like, it's still fucking Lancôme, but it's like their elevated line. This is pretty much the same thing, the Christian Dior. So it's $220. And the key olfactory notes are iris, cypress, juniper berries, myrrh, patchouli, honey, vanilla, amber, musk, and leather. Number 9, we've got Gris Dior, again, from apparently this fucking bougie line, which all of Christian Dior's things are bougie, but you're not going to see these at like Ulta. That's what I'm trying to convey. So it's $220 as well. Key olfactory notes are oak moss, rose, patchouli, bergamot, amber, cedar, and sandalwood. And let's see. They say this is, Gris Dior, I guess, means gray Dior in French. So I guess according to the Dior perfumer, Francois Demaki, I guess if gray had a smell, it would be this fragrance, if I'm reading this correctly. Also, links to all of these articles, all two of them, are going to be in the show notes. Number 8, we've got Fave Delicieuse. Again, from this bougie-ass Christian Dior line at $220. Key olfactory notes are lavender, mint, bergamot, sour cherry, jasmine, freesia, tonka bean, vanilla, cacao, caramel, praline, benzoin, milk, sandalwood, leather, and cedar. Holy shit, that's a lot. That sounds good, though. I'm going to put this on my to sample because I love caramel. I'm going to put this on my to sample list to get. Excuse me. Let's see. What is this? Fave Delicieuse. Dior. Okay. All right. Sorry about that. Am I sorry enough to edit it out? No. Just skip through. This sounds good. This sounds like a really... really sexy gourmand and warm. I want to try this. Okay, so number 7, we've got Ambre Nuit. Again, it's $220. The key olfactory notes are amber and Turkish rose. Let's see. According to Dior's website, this is the fragrant embodiment of Beauty and the Beast. So you got two extremes. Turkish rose, which is very delicate, and you've got the amber, which is a little bit more powerful. Plan here. Number 6 is Oud Isafon. Are these all from this bougie ass Dior line? Because it's all so far from this Dior line. Okay, $220. Keynotes: labdanum, rose, patchouli, saffron, oud, sandalwood, and cedar. Okay, now we're getting into stuff that you can get at Ulta. So number 5 is J'adore Eau de Parfum Infinissimi. The key olfactory notes are bergamot, blood orange, jasmine, sambac, and sandalwood. And this is $145. So I guess this is a flanker of the classic J'adore. And I guess it's called Infinissimi because it means infinite trail. Ooh. So it is going to leave a trail wherever you go. I guess it plays with your skin chemistry very well. Sounds right up my alley, or any perfume lover's alley, really. Number four, Miss Dior Rose and Roses Eau de Toilette. The key olfactory notes are grass rose absolu, Italian mandarin, white musk accord, geranium, and bergamot. And the price for this is $107. This sounds very pretty. I don't think, I'm a rose lover. Like, I love roses. Even, I know rose is one of those like tricky notes. A lot of people either love it or hate it. I know it can be old lady smelling real quick, but even the old lady smelling ones, I love it all. Like, I think this sounds like a really pretty perfume that I would really enjoy sampling as well. Let's see. Number three is Miss Dior Eau de Parfum. The key olfactory notes are bergamot, grass rose, rosewood, Damascus rose, and pink pepper. Okay, so I got the EDT version. That's the deluxe sample that I ordered. It was the EDT version of this. I remember sampling this in Sephora, the EDP. And usually I prefer EDPs over EDTs, but this one was almost too heavy. I think I would get the EDT and I would prefer the EDT over the EDP version because it was just lighter, a little bit more playful, a little bit more fun. Probably doesn't last quite as long, but you can always reapply. So the pricing for this is $135. And apparently Miss Dior was Christian Dior's first ever perfume. The original version made its debut back in 1947. I did not know that. Number two is Miss Dior Blooming Bouquet Eau de Toilette. And you've got bergamot, Damascus rose, peony, and white musks. And number one is J'adore Eau de Parfum. And it's $135. Let me go back. The Miss Dior Blooming Bouquet was $107. So J'adore Eau de Parfum, the queen. Key olfactory notes. Ylang-ylang, Damascina morose, jasmine sambac, and grass jasmine. So I guess this was launched in 1999. I didn't know, but it is an iconic scent, and apparently it's the best-selling perfume to date. So, that might be. So I'm right now on a fragrance no buy, partially because my husband was like, "You've got enough. Stop ordering like a maniac." Because I did kind of go off the rails between July and October on my perfume purchases. So I had to dial it back. Also, you know, we do have financial goals we're trying to attain. So I've got to be an adult as well. And, you know, I do have weight. I mean, my collection is pretty it's a lot, but when you compare, if you look at like a lot of the YouTubers collection, which this is not to judge anybody's perfume collection. Like, I don't care what you spend your money on. That's your business. I actually envy the large collection, but some YouTubers, like, their collections are look like a small boutique's worth. Like, they have a lot. So compared to that, my collection is modest, quote unquote, but I still have quite a few bottles. I mean, it's like 45. So it's not a small amount. I mean, it's a large collection because, like, no average person probably has that. They might have like three or four that they rotate between. So I am pausing it. And, you know, it's the holidays. And in the past, when I've purchased for myself on top of purchasing Christmas stuff, it's always been a little bit more stressful because I am spending more money than I probably should spend. And this year, it just takes kind of that pressure off, which is weird because I shouldn't even have that pressure. But it takes that pressure off. I can focus on gifts. I can be responsible with what I'm buying for others and not tax the wallet too much. So come January, I'm not like, holy shit, what did I do over Christmas? Not that I've been in that boat past years, but it does add a little bit more stress when I'm also purchasing gifts for myself. That being said, once I'm in the mood to start buying fragrance again, I think I might buy J'adore because I do have some gift cards. I got $55 worth of gift cards from Ulta. So I might buy the queen. I mean, I really did. I remember when I went to Ulta and sampled, the last time I sampled, I fell in love with YSL Libre Entente, which that was my last perfume purchase made. and I got pretty much a new bottle from Mercari that was like gently used. They would only spray it like a handful of times. I got that. And the other one that made an impression on me was J'adore. So despite everything that I just said, it's not going to be right this minute. It's not going to be anytime soon, but gift cards never expire. So that I might have to put that on my list as my next purchase is J'adore. It was very pretty. Part of me also kind of wants to get through some of my springtime florals, but you know what? We'll see. Maybe I'll just be jumping for joy at 2021 just because it's not 2020, and I'll buy a little J'adore to celebrate. All right. So the next, it's not really an article, just a bunch of lists. It's from businesswire.com. This is a collection of the best Black Friday perfume and cologne deals that's collated by Save Bubbles. I don't know what Save Bubbles is, but whatever. So Thanksgiving is coming up if you're an American. If you're not, then it's just going to be a regular Thursday for you. But you may, I don't know, Cyber Monday a thing overseas? Because it's like Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving. Then you have Cyber Monday. And I don't know if Cyber Monday is just an American thing as well, or if it's an international thing. Either way, you might be able to take advantage of some Black Friday deals if they ship internationally and some Cyber Monday deals. So we're going to go over Black Friday. So Ulta.com, it says, save on Dolce & Gabbana, Versace, Armani, and more best-selling fragrances at Ulta. Let's see. I don't know if they're having a sale or this just gift sets. Was J'adore gift set? Nope. I gotta stay strong. I gotta stay strong. Stay strong, Sarah. You don't need a gift set. The lotions make you break out anyway. Okay. So, oh, Chanel. Okay, so it's not really, okay, so these aren't sales. A lot of them do have a free gift if you get it, or, you know, like gift with purchase, and there are gift sets. So, All right. Ulta, again, save on Lancome, Yves Saint Laurent, Burberry, and other top rated women's perfume. Again, these are, it's just, Ulta this time always has a gift with purchase, so I wouldn't consider it as a sale, but you do get a little something extra when you spend money. Okay. 72% on Calvin Klein, Lancome, Clinique, and other popular fragrances at Walmart. And apparently there's also some savings on sets and bundles. Let's see. So, again, they're not really, all right, so some of these do have gifts with purchase. Some of these are marked down. There's free delivery on orders over $35. There are sales like Juicy Couture, Viva La Juicy, Eau de Parfum, if you're into that. It is now $36. This is for 3.4 ounce. That's down from $98. That's a good fucking deal. Okay. Okay, Walmart. Lancome Livia Belle is not on sale. Sorry, guys. Ooh, Pink Sugar. I already have that. $18.99, down from $60. So yeah, so Walmart.com, don't get it twisted. It's not like you're going into Walmart. Like, yes, there is some of that, but I think it's also trying to do like the Amazon thing as well. So there's stuff from like third-party sellers that you probably wouldn't be able to buy at an actual Walmart store. But all right, they have some deals, some sales on some of these perfumes. So definitely check that out. All right. Save up to 75% on perfume. Why are they doing the same? Like, so this is also Walmart. So it's Calvin Klein, Burberry, Juicy Couture, and more at Walmart. Okay. Why? I guess. Why do they have two separate links for the same retailer? I don't know. Whatever. This is a busted list. Okay. Save up to 50% on top rated Clinique fragrances like Clinique Happy, Calyx, and Aromatics. Okay, so I guess like there are discounts, they say, especially on the happy treats and a little happiness set. So let's explore these. Which I haven't, you know, I haven't gotten down with Clinique in a while. Like, I feel like I had a bunch of Clinique makeup in middle school and high school. That's kind of like the intro. And then I feel like you graduate from Clinique at some point. I did wear Clinique Happy in my 20s, and it's a great scent. I don't think I would repurchase it now. I would, but not my heart is not in that citrusy vibe. I already got like a citrus scent, and that's from Light Blue, which once I get done with my bottle, I'm probably not going to repurchase that either. So I'm not like feeling that, not like on a citrus kick right now, but it is a great scent. So they do have some gift sets that are a good value. I don't see any like super sales, but again, we're not going to go into this too deep because this is a podcast and you will get bored. Let's see what's under the special offers. Oh, it's like festive favorites. That's like their skincare though. Okay, so explore that. I'm sure they will have, let's see, one big kit. I'm sure they will have stuff, offers on their fragrances. It's Black Friday after all, so just check that out. Okay, save on best-selling perfume from top brands like Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, and more at Amazon. Okay, again, there's price cuts on perfume gift sets and bundles. We'll see. Let's see. So, right, they got Vera Wang Princess, Pacifica, French Lilac Spray Perfume, Victoria's Secret, and the perfume movie. Story of a Murder. It's based on a book. I want to read it. He makes perfume out of dead bodies. Spoiler alert. They have a sampler collection. I feel like these aren't traditional like Black Friday. Like, I think it's just always discounted. Who's compiling this list? Like, did a bot compile this? Like, hell. Okay. Save on Chanel Coco Mademoiselle, Chanel No. 5, and other Chanel best-selling perfumes at Walmart. What? Are these, like, real? Because even, like, so I think it was a Bougie Fragrance said that when she orders Chanel perfume, she orders directly from Chanel.com. Because I believe she said Chanel was, like, one of the most counterfeited perfume perfume brands out there. I believe it. I don't know if I would trust, like, I would trust buying Chanel from Ulta because I feel like they are like a licensed Chanel reseller or an authorized Chanel reseller. I don't know. Yeah, these are sold by third parties and I don't know if I trust that. Like, there's one, it's Coco Mademoiselle, $149, sold and shipped by the Grand Market. Skin Perfect Cosmetics, Perfume Town Lee Inc., giftexpress.com. Ooh, I don't know. I feel like some of these might be counterfeited. I don't know. The Poudre Chanel. Ooh, hello. Okay, I have a low. I don't need a gift set. That's $258. Damn. I don't know if I believe this. I don't know if I'm going to buy Chanel off of Walmart.com. I'll just leave it there. I would say if you want Chanel, order from freaking Chanel itself or like Ulta, like an authorized Chanel reseller. Okay, best cologne deals. It's just, okay. So it's the same links at Ulta, Walmart, Amazon, and Walmart. Okay, you know what? Fuck this list. Let's see. Perfume Black Friday, which, okay, guys, how is it already almost Thanksgiving? I felt like I just recorded the freaking Halloween episode like last week. All right. Let's see. There's Cambridgeshire, massive discounts on perfume. Oh, at Boots and Superdrug. So I guess there are Black Friday sales in the UK. All right. Let's see, what's Global Newswire? Let's see. Yeah, it's these same busted-ass links. I feel like these are just compiled by bots. All right. So Cambridgeshire Live. I'll put a link to that. I don't have very many UK listeners, but you know what? For the ones that do tune into my ramblings, First of all, thank you. And you know what? I'll include this link too. Apparently this is a better, this is actually more, looks like an actually more legit Black Friday market list of discounts than frickin' the ones in America are. So you know what? Joke's on me. Okay. All right. These pop-ups though, they gotta go. Pop-ups gots to go. They're slowing down this fucking site. Okay. All right. Okay. So Boots Black Friday sale. You got Hugo Boss Boss Bottled Night EDT 200 mils at 44 euros. You got Paco Rabanne Olympia 2020 Collector Edition Eau de Parfum 80 mil. It is at $49.50 and you save £33. Michael Kors Sparkling Blush Eau de Parfum at 50 mils. It's going to be priced at £28 and you save £42. Marc Jacobs Daisy June Forever Eau de Parfum 50 mils. It's priced at £38, saving you £31. Paco Rabanne Invictus 2020 Collector Edition Eau de Toilette 100 mil. Priced at £41.40, whatever that is, and you're saving $27.60. Superdrug Black Friday deals. Versace Eros Femme Eau de Toilette 100 mil is at £42. Boss Alive Eau de Parfum 50 mil is at £50.40, saving you £21.60. Diesel Only the Brave EDT is at 200 mil. That's at £42.50. Elisab Le Parfum Royal ED Parfum at 50 milliliters. That's at £39.60. Calvin Klein Euphoria Blush Eau de Parfum at 100 mils is at priced at £35. Now, these sound like they're actually pretty good deals. So I'm definitely going to leave that in there because that's an actual list that's not compiled by a fucking bot. Okay. All right. So let's see. This is Woman in Home. I'm going to give this one last shot before just saying goodbye to this disaster of a segment. Okay, no, this is neat. I opened it up in a new tab on accident. Let me just open this shit up in a new tab and keep it on the same page. All right, this is an actual womaninhome.com, doesn't look like it's composed by bots. It's actually written. All right, come on, Woman in Home, don't let me down. So they mentioned Boots early Black Friday perfume deals up to 50% off. The Perfume Shop, 20% off and more. Fragrance Direct, 10% off. The Fragrance Shop, up to 70% off. Superdrug, up to 50% off. And then Debenhams, up to half price off. Okay, I think this is more British stuff, but you Brits are the only ones that are serving me actual deals right now. Yeah, so then they list individual, like Boots. You can get Prada Candy at £43.20. It was at £72 at Boots. Damn, is Boots like a drugstore? Because I went into a Boots in the airport. It wasn't Heathrow. It was the other one in London. Or like outside of London, actually. And I think it was set up like a drugstore. So I assumed it was like a CVS on this end, but a lot of the stuff did look old in it, so I just don't know if they just updated it. But I don't know. I've never been to like a standalone Boots store. I just assumed from that it was a drugstore, but they have like some legit fragrances. So I don't know if it's like a high-end drugstore or whatever. I'm not going to list. I feel like this segment has gone on long enough. I will drop this link in as well. Yeah. Americans, do better. Just going to say that. Do better. All right, guys, I'm going to wrap this shit show of an episode up. Thank you for listening. I know this probably wasn't my best, but whatever. I lost my podcasting mojo. I'm my third glass of wine in. I'm kicking off my holiday week off from work. So, I mean, what do you want from me? They can't all be winners. Did I say thank you for tuning in to listen to my ramble? If I didn't, thank you for tuning in. I think I might have already mentioned that. Clearly, my memory's going now. Great. If you want to connect with me online, you can do so at Pinot and Perfume on Instagram. I also have another podcast with Jenna, as I mentioned before, called Savoir Shade. That is also on Anchor. You can also listen to it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. With that one, as well as with this podcast, please like and subscribe. Leave us a 5-star rating. Me a 5-star rating. Happy Thanksgiving to my American listeners, which are most of you. I know there's a few of you that are not in America. And to you, I say happy Thursday. Bye.
Pinot and Perfume is hosted and produced by yours truly, Sarah Chacon. Theme music is Around the Bend by Evan Schaefer.